How y'all doing? So I have several obsessions, and one of them is, hello, you already know what I was about to talk about. It's good when your brothers are here and they know you. So I love Popeyes. This is a very serious thing. My body has been sculpted by Popeyes. I love Popeyes. And this is the problem because you know the stereotype about black people and fried chicken. So I don't want to talk about it all the time. So it's one of those obsessions that I kind of keep in my back pocket. But that's not the obsession I was going to talk about, but that is one. But I appreciate my brother for throwing out my secret obsession. We ain't supposed to tell people about that shit. We supposed to keep that between. I had to, now you said the word and I'm going after it. So, but my obsession, and I said it at the beginning, was Whitney Houston. This shit was horrible. I am a card-carrying member of the Whitney Houston Platinum Club. I had lanyards from concerts I've never even been to. I had posters up on my wall. This is all things that it would have been, God, if I had been gay, this would have been easy. It would have made sense. It would have been like, you know what? Hello. But this obsession got, it was consuming. I would go, it wasn't like stalker, I'm going to kill you, you know, Charles Manson consuming. It was more like, you know, fun, giddy girl named Heather that loves Debbie Gibson obsession. So it got so bad, I flew to California to see Whitney because she was going to perform. I was so excited. I didn't have tickets. Sold out show. What the hell I thought I was going to, excuse me, I cursed a lot. I don't know what I thought I was going to do. So now I work with autistic kids. They know every Whitney Houston song. My poor children are stemming off of Whitney Houston. Their parents are sending emails. It's getting ridiculous, but she calms me. In a world full of chaos, Whitney Houston calms me. You know, as soon as she does that, clock strikes upon the hour, and I'm like, and the sun does begin to fade. As soon as she's like, so the minute I knew that I wanted to be a singer was I'm old. Like, not medium old. Is that what we call it, medium old? I'll be 40 in 2 years, but I'm 38. So that's medium old right now. Look, hold. In this world today, 38 is ancient. I work with a bunch of 22-year-olds, and they remind me every time I stand up, my knees go. And when I transform, I'm like, damn. Shit. But one thing that doesn't grow old, my obsession with Whitney Houston. So let's go back to that. So the American Music Awards, I think it was 1993. She had won like a billion awards. It was The Bodyguard. And she goes up. Black dress. Is that my cousin? That's my cousin. Come on, cousin. Come on. So he was my first way of making money. Miles, stand up. He was my first source of income. And I also got him hooked to Whitney Houston. But anyway, so she wore this black dress, velvet joint. She had that French roll, you know, the 90s, the French roll with the little curl on the side. And she got up there to the mic. She did not do shit but stand there and sing. I can't dance. So I was like, fuck, this is going to be great. I could just stand and sing. And all she did was stand and sing, and people were applauding. She did a medley. Yes, I remember. It was I Love You, Porgy. And I am telling you, and then I have nothing. Oh, that shit was ridiculous. I highly implore everyone here to go on YouTube and look it up. It is incredible. You will cry. You will shout. I threw my laptop a few times. It is hands down the reason why I wanted to sing. When she did Cinderella, when she just, the ways that she moves her voice, the agility, just the way, watching the mechanics of her voice. If you are a singer or a vocal enthusiast, she is a robot. Like, you can just hear God in her voice. One of the things that I also love is ethnomusicology. And when you follow the track of Whitney Houston's voice, her mother, Sissy Houston, who sung with Aretha, and Whitney was with Aretha, and in her family, mind you, it's Dionne Warwick and Leontine Price. And you follow that lineage of Aretha Franklin and Dinah Washington and Mahalia Jackson and Bessie Smith, and you hear all of that in Whitney's voice. Whitney was a, look, I'm getting choked up. no, Whitney was able to do something that I hope that her personal life never gets or interferes with. I think one of the things about the black community is that we know shit happens. So we don't hold your shit against you. Shit happens. She's great regardless. And she also helped me look at my own family different. I have family members who are addicts. I have family members who have been pushed way too hard. Me, I have been pushed way too hard. And I think about how she was still able, if she had this much voice or all of her voice, she still, like a warrior, came to the mic and showed up and did what she loved. And because she did what she loved, I now do what I love. And I'm so obsessed with what I love. And I'm obsessed with the family I've created from what I love. And that is why I love Whitney Houston. Thank you.